Basketball against Grand Canyon University. The Grand Canyon University come to the Conlin Center having won 7 of its last 8 games with the highest scoring offense in the Pac-West Conference, 72.7 points per game. They are led by Kyle Speed, who's averaging 13.6 points per game, a member of Pac-West preseason all-conference team. Last meeting, GCU leads the all-time series with Dominican 3-1. The two teams last played February 12, 2011 in Phoenix. The Penguins led the Lopes then, number 9 in the NCAA Division II West region rankings in the second half before GCU rallied for a 77-62 victory. Xander McNally had 8 points and 4 assists, while Mark Lewis, Miles Carrillo, and Connor Haysbert each had 7 points. Now, the league leaders, the Dominican Penguins, are among the top 10 in Pac-West statistics. Miles Carrillo, 3rd in steals with 2.3, and 9th in free throw percentage with 76. Jacob Neusat, 8th in rebounding with 6.6 rebounds per game, and 9th in field goal percentage with 50. Jamal Clark, 5th in offensive rebounding with 2.5 rebounds per game, and 9th in block shots with 0.6. The Penguins lead the Pac-West in steals as well. So we will bring in the play-by-play man, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, P-Op. Opening night between the Penguins and the Antelopes, GCU. Shout out to Killian Larson. That'll be the game within the game. What about Killian Larson, P-Op? I'll tell you about Killian. Killian was with the Penguins last season, transferred over to GCU, but as per NC2A rules, when you transfer within your conference, you got to sit a year. So Killian will not play tonight, but we'll be talking a lot about him as he was not only one of the best Penguins to ever take the court here at Dominican University, but he was also one of the best Penguins on the air and had his own great show. He and Casey Gibson had a sports show you wouldn't believe last year, and it was a killer to see him go. Good old Killian Larson, highest scorer on the Penguins team last year. So we are ready to get this one underway. Start off with the National Anthem. Fans, for those of you at home, please rise. All right, the end of the National Anthem has come, and we are ready for the starting lineups. By the way, fans, this broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayab, your overhead announcers, or your broadcasters for tonight. Not the overhead announcers. In fact, the overhead announcer is going right now with the starting lineups for the Antelopes from Grand Canyon under head coach Russ Pennell. Coach Pennell will be sending out number 3, Kyle Speed, a 6'1" senior out of Seattle. Number 11 is Braylon Pickerel, a 6'10" junior out of Mesa, Arizona. Number 22 is Justin Wesolowski, a 6'8" senior out of Mesa. Number 40 is Blake Davis, a 6'6" sophomore out of Phoenix, Arizona. And Nick Witherall, number 44, is a 6'3" senior, also out of Phoenix. For the Penguins, under head coach Booker T. Harris, his first season. He'll be sending out number 5 is Ricky Wolford, a 5'9" junior out of Bakersfield. Number 32 is Xander McNally, the 6'2" senior out of San Francisco. Number 41 is Jacob Neusat, the 6'8" junior out of Santa Rosa. Number 42 is Jamal Clark, the 6'6" junior out of Redlands, California, down south. And Connor Haysbert, number 43, the 6'8" sophomore out of Sacramento. Stuart Horn with you. Patrick Kayab, my lovable sidekick, is off to my left. We are broadcasting worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. You can watch this game live, if you like, on America1.com. Go to DominicanAthletics.com and follow the links. And also, for those of you in the Marin County area watching this game on Channel 30, Marin Access, thanks to my boy Scott Callahan. He is running the cameras tonight and all the sound gear. Piav is here, 20 minutes overhead. Both teams out on the floor, and we are ready to bring you Penguin basketball courtside on the radio home of the Penguins. Penguins tonight, opener for the conference. Neusat in the middle for the Penguins. Wesolowski in there for Grand Canyon. Not Killian Larson, as you may expect. Instead, it's Wesolowski, as Killian Larson is not with the team this year. required to sit. He transferred from the Penguins squad last year. Weselowski's got it. They work it down low, and the Penguins immediately get in the way as Xander McNally gets in the way. Good move there by the D.U.'s. Wolford brings it up.
You know, Killian would have gave a better pass than that.
Killian would have passed that one much stronger, I think. No score yet, fans. 19 and a half to go. The Penguins steal it away. Now Xander McNally's got it way outside. He's looking down low. He does get it down low, but then the Penguins back it out as Jamal Clark goes top of the key over to Wolford. 11 on the shot clock. Wolford picks up the screen. Three ball. Wolford on the way. Oh, he opens up with a tray ball.
How do you find a point guard shooting three balls like that?
Three zip, and they give it to the wrong team. They give 3 points to the visitor. Instead, it should go to the home team. Tell them about that. And now following it up, 3 points goes down by Davis. And now it's 3-2 in favor of the Penguins. Wolford's got it, 18:56 to go. And shot there by Davis. And they have corrected the score thanks to Piab running down media row and yelling at the scorekeeper. He's good at that. 3-2, the Penguins on top. 18:44, soft jumper by Connor Haysbert. Good old number 43 is Haysbert. Second year with the Penguins, good shot, 5-2.
You know, as a freshman, Haysbert wouldn't even make that mid-range J. He's been working on that on the offseason.
I don't know if he'd have the guts to try it last year, but this time he looked very comfortable as he faded away and buckled. 5-2, knocked it in. Weselowski drives in baseline, right side, slams into Haysbert. They count the basket, and they call Haysbert on the penalty. 5-2, 18:23. To go to the line is Weselowski, so he'll have the and one opportunity.
Haysbert was just too slow to plant his feet there.
Coach Harris out there with a quick discussion with the referee. Let the ref know what the call should have been. And Weselowski converts the tray, and it's 5-5. Wolford will bring it in now. He gets it over to the right side across the timeline for the Penguins is Jamal Clark. Back to the top of the key is Ricky Wolford. Slows things down. Now McNally heaves it across. Gets it down low. Neusett pushes his way in there. Backs in. Goes 180. Jukes right. Spins it left. Knocks it down. Picks up the foul.
Hey, the Penguins are doing the good thing, Stu. They're giving the ball right to Neusett. That's their leading scorer.
If you'd like to send us a message, fans, you can do so on the AOL Instant Messenger right now. As Neusett goes to the line and pounds home the first one. Our screen name on the AOL Instant Messenger is DUC Radio. First one goes down by the big man, Jacob Neusett at 6'8". Out of Santa Rosa on the way. Yes, makes them both. 7-5 Penguins, 18:05 opening night for conference play in the PacWest Conference. Grant Canyon brings it up. Slowly, Weselowski over to Speed. Haven't heard much of Speed, but warming up, Speed was making everything. As you might imagine, Speed's very quick as Jamal Clark almost came flying out of bounds to take out yours truly, but he stayed on his feet. 17:45 to go, Penguins by two, down low. Pickerel now under the bucket, swiping at it. Defensively was Jamal Clark, the 6'6" Penguin. Uh-oh, Wolford now almost gives it away, has all kinds of trouble, and he gets slammed into by Weselowski, and see what the whistle is going to be. It's going to be against Wolford and a travel. He was trying to get rid of it there, Pia, but he just couldn't unload. 7-7 is the score, and Penguins 17:26. The Penguins are on defense. 7-7, Piab's drinking one right now.
Yep.
Down low. And now a whistle on Weselowski, and they're going to give it back to the Penguins. He dragged the pivot foot. I don't think Killian Larson would have done that.
No. Killian would plant that pivot foot.
Yeah, Killian would have come set and then not traveled. So now the Penguins bring it up. Left side, Haysbert with the soft give by Xander McNally. Haysbert couldn't get it. Neusett was in good position, much like Killian Larson would have been had he still been with the Penguins. But Neusett then tipped it out of bounds, and the foul is called against 22, that is Weselowski. That's Weselowski's second?
Yeah.
That shows his first up on the board, but I'm sure that's his second. Huh. 17-10. That would make a difference if Weselowski has two or one.
Sent away.
The Penguins would love to see Weselowski foul out. Now the Penguins bring it in on the short side. Can't get it to go. Instead, now the Penguins are on defense. Grand Canyon Pickerel, top of the key. He gets it over left side, over to Speed. Speed now heaves it across to Davis. Davis drives in, a no look at the last second to Pickerel, who's under the bucket against Connor Haysbert. And Haysbert could only stand there flat-footed and not move and hope that was Pickerel was going to miss, which he didn't. It's now 9-7, the Penguins trail. Noisette from the left side now hammers it home to tie the game at 9. 16.5, fans. That looked a lot like Killian Larson there, the way Noisette knocked that thing down there.
Look, Noisette was patient there, and then he just made a play just to get that to go.
Shot on goal now by the Grand Canyon does not go, and the Penguins can't get the rebound. Speed now speeds around the outside of the perimeter. Left side, in and out, down with it, dual possession. Davis wants the call. He's got the palms to the ceiling as he gets wrapped up, and they call it on. And the foul is called on Chris Johnson. Chris Johnson, a 6'6" sophomore out of Phoenix, comes in and immediately draws the foul. That's the third foul committed by GCU. Penguins now in quick transition. Clark. Clark drives the lane. Kick out left side. Xander with a nice head fake. Drifting. Xander softly. No. Noisette with a rebound. Put back. No. Back up with it. Haysbert. Yes. 11-9. Haysbert, that was some heads-up play. He was in the perfect position. So was Noisette, the two big guys. And now the Penguins steal it away as Miles Carrillo's come into the game. Carrillo dumps it off now, and he's got it right side. Now they go down low to Clark. Noisette gets a hand on it. Carrillo comes down with a bit of whistle. 11-9, 15:41 to go. Timeout has been called by GCU. Penguins on top, 11-9. Piab and I will be back in 30 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu. Maybe we'll just stay right here, Piab. Now that you decided to take a bite of that beautiful cake that you brought. This is one fast game we got going on right now, fans. I mean, it is nutty. The DUs have their hands full, but they are up by two. It's 11-9, Radio.Dominican.edu. It's that nigga, the B-I-G-B-O-I-O. 15:41, 11-9. For the Antelopes, Garrison's in there. And the Penguins now on defense. Here we go, fans. The clock rolls. Oh, and it's tipped out by McNally. One-on-one against Speed. McNally right side easily, softly, off the glass. Good.
Look, McNally's a slasher on offense, and this is what he's known to do. Great in transition.
Good move there by McNally with the steal and the score. Reminds me of Killian Larson. Now McNally steals it away again after a terrible pass by Johnson. McNally crossover over to the right side. Oh, McNally thought he walked with it. Gets it off to Haysbert. Haysbert goes back to Carrillo, top of the key between the circles. 15 minutes to go. 13-9, the Penguins lead after the magnificent steal by Xander McNally. Left side now. Haysbert after Carrillo. Right side, Clark on the way. Three ball, in and out, and back in!
Darjadian Mays, the freshman.
Megs drops it in, the 6'5" freshman. From the right side, I said it was Clark, but Megs came in his place, and he knocks it down. What a play, right side from 22 feet, 14:44. Penguins by seven. Johnson on the line. For the Penguins, getting ready to come in is Clark. He's going to re-enter when he gets a chance.
All right, Stu. So I was talking to Darjadian Mays after the game against Holy Names. Since he's a freshman, doesn't get that much playing time, he's hungry. He's hungry for minutes, and that's what you want to see from a freshman.
Yeah, well, he's made the most of it right there with that big three ball. Coach will leave him in as Lewis, Mark Lewis comes in, the ASDU president and one of the team captains. Also back in is Jamal Clark. So Lewis is in there with Xander McNally, Darjadian Mays, Clark, and Miles Carrillo. 16-11 as both of them go down. 14:39, Penguins. Mark Lewis is bringing the ball up. A little bit of backcourt trouble to left side. Oh, they worked it down low. A nice play as a no-look attempt by Jamal Clark doesn't work out as everybody ends up on the floor.
Wow, they're going to call possession. There was a foul on Darjadian Mays. They said he pushed someone to the floor. And I don't like that call one bit. The
foul's called against Clark, actually. Meggs was in there, but Clark was the guy who no-look the ball away and knock down two antelopes in one play. That's how Killian Larson used to do it.
That's true. But
he knocked down three guys at once.
Yeah, he did. Too strong Larson was.
14-22, 16-11.
6'10 Larson.
240 Larson. Left side now. Shot on goal by GCU. Hits the side of the backboard. And, uh-oh.
He got hit in the face.
Not a
McNally
good play
there
as McNally gets a mouthful of elbow. And he may have a bleeder because he came up wincing. He threw the ball up. Now his mouth's open and there's no blood coming out. Carrillo's guy, that's a good sign. We'll keep you updated on the McNally lip situation as Lewis, who had a great game in that home win against Holy Names, Lewis gets it inside, down low to Meggs with the left-handed softy and can't get it to fall and a whistle. They turn it over, 13:45 to go. The Penguins by five, but GCU gets it back.
Look, D'Artagnan Mays was trying to look for score there, but they say he pump fake too soon, then too late, and they called a travel there. Shuffle the feet.
16-11, fans. Johnson's got it for GCU. Off to our right. GCU attacking the Northern Hoop here at the Conlin Center. Ooh, brother. And the Penguins playing some massive defense, and they find Xander McNally hitting the deck real hard. I felt it over here.
Yeah, for the folks at home, if you heard that, that was McNally's rear end hitting the floor.
Yeah, that wasn't that wasn't a plane hitting the ceiling here. No. That was McNally going down. Here's Lewis now dribbling around on the outside way out there. Now he gets it off to Carrillo with 13:10 to go. Penguins up by five. Miles has got it. Left side, he's pushed. Eight on the shot clock. Outside, Lewis thinking three ball. Stutter step five, three ball on the way. Lewis short, off the glass. Loose ball, everybody's after it, whistle. And the foul is going to be called against Nick Witherell. Check it, that's on Barrett Robbins, a 6'8" junior out of Phoenix. Robbins is in there at 230 pounds. That's almost as big as Killian Larson used to
be. Yeah, Larson 240, buffest man on the planet.
12:58. Larson, who now plays for GCU, was with the Penguins last year. So if you're a regular DU listener, you know Larson's name. And he plays for GCU this year, but he cannot play against the Penguins. He has to sit out this year, transferring within the conference. Johnson goes up now for GCU, and he's fouled along the way as Jeff Raruca has come into the game. Carrillo gets his first, 12:45 to go. The first we've heard of Raruca, number 35, the 6'3" junior out of Bellevue, Washington. He's on the right side of the key as the shooter is Chris Johnson. Johnson up, the 6'6" sophomore knocks down the first one, and Neusett re-enters the game in place of Jamal Clark. And Ricky Wolford will re-enter the game in place of D'Artagnan Meigs.
Look, Wolford may be small, but he knows how to use his body. He knows how to drive into the lane. Wolford stands in there at 5'9", but this guy could shoot the lights out.
He handles the ball well, too. The point guard is Wolford. 12:45, second one doesn't go. Penguins now are going to bring it up after Carrillo with a rebound. Left side, Carrillo softly. He's got Witherell on him. Left side. Now way out there on the wing, way out there is Mark Lewis. 12.5 to go, fans. Penguins by four. Miles.
Reverse it!
Coach calls out to reverse it. Oh, Wolford with a clean look. Wide open, up and under. Can't get it to fall. Neusett amid heavy traffic. Gets it to fall and draws a foul. It's 18-12, and Neusett with 12:20 to go will go to the line, and the foul is committed by Barrett Robbins. That's another by Robbins.
Hey, Stu, you got to love the unselfishness that – Wolford did there. He could have tucked it in himself, but passed it to the bigger man, Neusett, because he knew it was an easier conversion.
Well, that up and under, I think he ran into a lot of trouble there. Wolford was coming up and under, swinging it around, and tried to bring it up the right side, then swing it under the basket to the left side. Neusett misses this one 1.5 miles to the left. 12:18 to go. The Penguins by six. And the clock rolls. Speed brings it up. He's back in, as you might imagine, since I called his name. Down with it, Raruca. Good rebound there for the Penguins after Pickerel couldn't get it to fall. Left side, Carrillo. 12 minutes to go, fans. Penguins by six in game two. Penguin women lost by 30 tonight. They had a tough night against the Lady Antelopes, but the Penguin men are up by six now, and we are in the first half. Right side is Mark Lewis. Lewis gets tripped and ends up falling right on top of the defender. That's Pickerel. Media timeout. You're listening to NC2A Basketball from Dominican University of California. This broadcast is brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University, where our head coach is Brad Van Alstine, Stuart Horn, and Patrick Kayabyab with you. We are back in 30 seconds. Radio.dominican.edu.
Dominican.edu. It's the best internet radio out there. Broadcast by students, but for everyone. From sports to entertainment. If you're not tuning in to DU Radio, you are missing out.
All right, fans, we're back. 18-12 to go. It is the first half with 11:48 to go. I should say 18-12 is the score. So far, the Penguins are looking pretty good, Piop. I kind of like the way I see it.
No, I love it so far. I just love how they're giving the ball down to Neusett. I mean, look, they had a losing preseason schedule, and I mean record, but it's because their schedule must have been pretty tough. I mean, this team looks great, a lot better than last year.
They do look great, and the one game that the Penguins played at home in the preseason was against a tough team, Holy Names, and the Penguins won. We'll attribute that to some great coaching as well as some great playing.
Former Penguin played that game as well, Ian Collins.
That's right. Collins transferred over to Holy Names. 11.5 to go, fans. Witherell now, left side over to Speed. Dump off, no look. Mark Lewis sticks an arm in there, picks up the foul. A whistle on Lewis, and the fans don't like it.
I don't like it either. Did you see me get out of my seat? That was all ball. I mean, Mark Lewis, quick on his feet, saw the ball, came in there like a cornerback. He was a ball hawk, and he was ready to steal that ball and dunk it home. They're going to take free throws for this.
Hey, you're right. Lewis went in there, and they're trying. Coach Booker Harris trying to figure out why in the world he would shoot. Now the buzzer goes off. They're going to let him reshoot it after the buzzer went in the backstroke and the player missed a shot.
So that gives Morn a better shot of making that.
So that's the second on Lewis. Well, they say it's a second, and they show it on the board as his first. So for some reason, Morn gets to go again. They're showing Morn's number up on the board.
So there's going to be another.
What if they'll let him shoot that one again? He missed out. He made the second one. 11:25 to go. There we go. Now we switched it up. We've got Mark Lewis's number up on the board. Not Morin's. He's the shooter. Morin on the way, and it rattles around, so Morin only made one of three.
I've never seen a reshoot like that in an actual
game. They just said,
game.
Do it over. Just a do-over. Anyway.
Unbelievable.
All right, here we go. Well, he missed it anyway. No harm, no foul. Reruka top of the key. Left wing. Reruka's not taking any shots so far. Maybe he's a defensive guy. Wolford's got it with nine. Wolford back outside. Penguins drive in seven. Jamal Clark on the way with five. Neusett hits the rim. Reset. Jacob on the way. Turn around! Neusett!
360 move, fade away. Did it like how Larson used to do.
Boy, that looked a lot like Killian Larson. The Penguins by seven now. If you know Larson's game, that shot looked a lot like good old Killer. Now the Penguins on defense. Off to our right as GCU is attacking that northern hoop. Three ball on the way. Limp-wristed. No. Taken down by Jamal Clark. The shot by Wesolowski, he thought he made it. He went with the limp wrist all the way in, but it didn't fall. It was very short. Now Neusett's got it down low again. Number 20. It's 20 to 13. Neusett wears number 41. I think that was Killian Larson's old number. 10:08 to go, and the ball rolls out of bounds. It goes right into GCU's bench as the Penguins followed it in there, and the DUs get the ball back.
No, you have to remember Larson's numbers, too. He was 44, and he tried to score 44 a game.
That's right, because I used to refer to him as wearing Willie McCovey's old number.
Yeah.
And I'd call him Stretch.
And so he could stretch for that.
So 6'10". Quickly things change, you know. Larson, the high scorer for the Penguins last year, transferred over to Grand Canyon in the offseason.
And Grand Canyon can use him right now.
Well, who couldn't? It's Killian Larson. Now a nice low bounce pass from Wolford with a turnaround jumper. to Jamal Clark. Clark buckles up from the side of the key and no whistle. What are you pointing at? You're pointing at something like you saw something.
No, it should be Penguin possession.
However, they give the ball back to Grand Canyon. We're out here on Media Row, so Piab and I are very close. We're courtside, but not as close as the referees. Although Piab sometimes gets in there and starts calling the game. If I give you a whistle, we'd be in real trouble.
Yeah.
9:40 to go, fans. Weselowski's got it on the right wing. Morin now goes top of the key. Now Pickerel. Now down low, and the Penguins steal it away. It's tipped out of bounds, and there's a push as Nick Witherell was frustrated by the fact that the Penguins got in there. McNally got an arm and stole the ball away, and he shoved McNally from the back. That's a block in the back. You can't do that.
Look, Witherell's still upset about that. Like football, you can't block someone in the back.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's unsportsmanlike conduct. 2013, and the Penguins get a 15-yard advantage. 9:25 to go, fans. McNally's got it. Coach Booker T. Harris calls out reversal. Penguins respond. Raruca's got it top of the key. Back off to Wolford. Miles Carrillo gets ready to re-enter the game. Left side, 15 on the shot. Penguins very patient. Neusit back over to Wolford, 12. Thinking about it, 11. Driving in 9. Left side, picks up the screen, can't get it. Clark, 6 on the way. Ooh, missed it left. Neusit sticks a hand out. And the foul is committed by, it looks like, Braylon Pickerel. See if I'm right.
Stu, I don't know if you saw, Witherell spit on the floor and wiped it with his shoes. Is that me, or should that be a technical foul?
How could that happen?
He spit on the floor and wiped it with his shoes. I don't know how you cannot call
maybe
a tech on
him. Well, maybe he got a bleeder or something, or maybe. Are you sure you saw that?
I swear on it. He spit on
how
the floor.
How can you be the only guy in the place to see that and not the referees? Because that's a technical.
That should be a tech. And he did it again. Did you see? He's wiping his shoes on the floor. He did it again.
So you're saying Witherell?
Witherell, number 44.
You got to talk to Brandon Davis about that. Serious. So 8:57 to go. And the Penguins miss the freebie. 8:42 to go. 2013. I think you have a point. I don't know. What did Brandon say?
He said once the refs tell him to stop, that's the only thing.
Oh, okay. So it's not a technical?
No tech yet. The refs
you know,
need
one
to
guy
see
I've
it.
Never seen spit on the floor? Killian Larson.
No, very, very sportsman man. Sportsman
I've seen
man.
Him get his teeth bashed out in a game.
That's not spitting.
But that's not spitting.
No.
And even then, he didn't spit. He's a heck of a guy.
One of the nicest guys I've met, to be honest.
I would expect that you'd be honest as Davis goes to the line, since you're an honest guy. I've never known you to be much of a liar. So if you say Killian's a good guy, well, I mean, I know Killian. He's my buddy. He just texted me.
And I wasn't lying about that spitting thing either. He spit on the floor.
No, I kind of wanted to see it. That's. I didn't mean that he didn't do it and that you didn't see it. I was just incredulous that I missed something like that. That's like the kind of stuff that I love to see and then talk about. But I still haven't seen it. And you're saying it's Witherell that did that?
Yeah.
I got to keep an eye on him. That's right. Last year, Killian Larson, right here under the northern hoop, got the front teeth bashed out and had to go to the dentist and get them all fixed. Here's a nice no-look down low to Neusit from Carrillo. The Penguins working the ball beautifully. Now Clark's got it, and he kicks it back over.
Oh, great hustle by Neusit, diving for the ball and finding Wolford.
Wolford's got it after Meggs came up with the ball. Now Meggs has got it. Now he sets a screen for Wolford, a phony screen. He drifts back underneath. Now driving it back in is McNally to Neusit in the last second. Dump off left side. Neusit again, 22-15. The Penguins with opening night conference ball. 8:06 to go in the first half. Here's Davis to the top to Speed. Speed over to the left side. Now down low and a walk is called. After the pass by Nick Witherell, he passed it on over to Chris Johnson, who then immediately walked with the ball. Immediate timeout. Piab and I will be back in 45 seconds. 7:58 to go. 22-15 DU.
This is how we do it.
Holy cow, there's so much stuff going on tonight in the Conlin Center. Booker T. Harris and his guy, only the second time since Coach Harris has been at the helm that the Penguins have been in the Conlin Center. And the very first conference game under Coach Harris. So tonight is huge, P-Ub, inside of 8 minutes. The Penguins have it. Now they work it outside to Jamal Clark. Top of the key to Wolford. Almost muffs it away but gets it back. Wolford now drives over to the right side. 7:45 to go. Penguins by 7 in the first half ends. Wolford top of the key to McNally. Dumps it off to Carrillo. Almost stolen away, but Carrillo has some good hands there. Carrillo is able to hold on to it. Carrillo now goes top of the key. Thinking about it, Carrillo drives in left side. Bumps back out with 8 on the shot clock. 7. Carrillo's in trouble. 6. Carrillo on the baseline. Over to Clark. And with 3 seconds on the shot clock, Coach Harris calls a timeout. 22-15, 30-second timeout. Oh, there's a foul committed right at the end of the play. It was called against Ricky Wolford right at the end of the play.
They said he called a 30-second timeout, so that's when they tap both shoulders.
Right. Wasn't that a 30-second timeout?
Yeah.
I thought he said number 5. Did 5 call the foul or did call the timeout?
He called the 30-second.
Okay, so we'll be back, fans. 15 seconds. No, let's just stay right here.
Yeah.
7:25 to go. We're almost back underway. It took me that long to figure out what has happened. With 3 seconds on the shot clock, mind you, the Penguins have committed 18 fouls. The Antelopes have committed 7. 7:25 to go, so there's a lot of time left for the double bonus to kick in the first half. We're very early in the second quarter here, fans. Penguins by 7. Penguins have 3 seconds to hit the rim. McNally's got it. He's got 5 to bring it in. 4, 3, gets it. 2. Oh, Carrillo, does he even know it's on the way? Shot clock violation, no.
Oh, and they get an offensive
Penguins
rebound.
Penguins get the rebound and the putback by McNally after the rebound. Over to Meggs, and it goes down. Meggs knocks it down. 24-15, 7:12 to go. So that was a great play by McNally to get the offensive rebound and then defeat it over to Meggs.
Look, Meggs is only a freshman, and you see him playing like that.
Meggs has got some good moves so far. Garrison on the way for GCU. He misses it deep. And the rebound taken down by Wolford. He brings it across left side. Wolford stutter steps over to Carrillo.
Oh.
Carrillo gets absolutely rejected under the bucket and then throws it away after getting his own rebound. Carrillo now comes on up as Meggs goes coast to coast. No, rebound Johnson. Penguins fall on it. Wolford's got it. Now it's 2-on-1. Now Wolford over to Carrillo left side up against.
What a play.
Witherell goes in against him, and he knocks it down right over the top of Witherell, and Witherell slaps the hands together in disgust at his own miss. 26-15, the Penguins by 11 with 6:22 to go. Witherell's got it on the right corner now, Grand Canyon. Top of the key. They move it over to Garrison. Now they're moving the ball around the outside very nicely. Witherell's got it. Back to the top. Garrison over to Witherell. Left wing. Witherell's got McNally on him. That's a guy you don't want to shoot against. Johnson. Top of the key. Garrison. Head fake against Wolford. Reaches in the back. Steals it away. All alone. Wolford on the way in. He hammer jams. That's a dunk. Slamming it in there. Dunking it in all alone by Wolford. Can you imagine Wolford at 5'9 was able to get that far above the rim and dunk it?
Stu, can you say Spud Webb? Because that's what we saw. It was a reverse jam. A reverse jam.
Man, he went up there and did a 360 hammer jam, or at least it was close to it. 28-15, timeout, call GCU, 559, radio.dominican.edu. Well, it wasn't really a hammer jam, P.O., but it was still a pretty great play as he was all alone down there. Wolford knocks it down. Close to a hammer jam.
Yeah, close to a reverse hammer jam.
That was very close to a reverse hammer jam. The only guy I've ever seen do a hammer jam in the Conlin Center.
Yeah.
A reverse, Killian Larson. Right side, Witherell goes three ball from the right wing with 5:48, and the Penguins cannot get the rebound. Witherell's got it again against Wolford. Witherell now has got 3 Penguins in his face. He goes over to the soft side. A lot of friends over there. Wolford with the rebound after it goes right through the fingertips.
Wolford's a good point guard.
Jake Zhuhoff. Zhuhoff is a 6'9" freshman, and it went right over Zhuhoff, right between his arms. Now, Killian Larson, at 6'8", would probably play in place of Zhuhoff, but he can't play this year. Jacob Noisa gets ready to re-enter the game, 28-15 Penguins. 5:13 to go, up on his feet is Coach Booker T. Harris, but he still has the sport coat on. And now traveling with it is the Penguins' D'Artagnan Meggs.
Stu, Wolford's a great point guard. He knows when to push and when not to. You saw him. We got into trouble with Witherell coming in his face. He just slowed it down. He didn't want to waste a possession.
5:06 to go, fans. 28-15. Witherell's had some tough moments so far tonight. He gets a lot of quality shots, but he's a part of just about every play. Well, not right now because he's not on the bench. Now the shot on goal from the right side by Garrison does not go, but Wesolowski's right there with the perfect putback. I mean, that was perfect positioning to finger roll it back in after the miss. Now Wolford very softly drives it in from the key, and the Penguins slow to get back to the other end. Speed runs it down the other side. Quick transition with 4:34 to go. 30-17, top of the key speed. The Penguins got a break there. Oh, and now Neusett breaks up the play and steals the ball away as McNally comes up. Yeah, McNally has that look. He's absolutely fearless when he has the ball. Yeah, I mean, McNally's the kind of guy who wants the ball when it's coming down the stretch.
Yeah.
Now, some players don't want it. He's the guy that wants it. 30-17, the DU's on top. Looking very good, very strong in the first half. Outside Carrillo. He gets it off to Meggs. Two-ball Meggs. 12-footer Meggs. Good. Carrillo with the assist, and Meggs drops it. 32-17. And a delay of game now has been called against the Penguins on McNally, and I didn't catch it, but they call it on him. McNally acknowledges it with the referee. Okay. And I'm not sure what happened there, Piotr. How did he delay the game?
He slapped the ball away, so that delays
okay.
the game.
All right.
So one more of that, then he gets a technical foul.
4:01 to go, so they've gotten the warning on one on each team. No, two against the Penguins. What am I saying? 3:52 to go. The Penguins have two warnings, but separate incidents. 3:47, the clock rolls. Down low is Foreman. He gets it off to Wesolowski, gets hammered with the arm by McNally, but no whistle. 3:38 to go, 32-19. Raruca brings it up. Now back off to Wolford. Slowly, methodically, Wolford. Wolford with some great ball control. This guy does not have to look at the ball in order to work it all over the place. Now Raruca passes it off and throws it away. But back with it is McNally softly in the paint. McNally hits the deck after he's tripped inadvertently by Foreman. Justin Foreman, a 6'6" freshman out of Houston, got the legs in there and now whistles. And the referees have not allowed the players to enter the game yet, and that would be Mark Lewis and Jamal Clark. Oh, it's no bucket. They wave the bucket off, and that's the ninth against the Penguins. And they show it as the first against McNally, but in fact, I think it's his second. But McNally, that was an offensive charging foul in the paint, Piotr.
Yeah.
32-19, fans. Timeout, 3:16, radio.dominican.edu. Yeah. You're not kidding. The tail of the tape. Penguins in the first half are shooting 54%. And it looks like Jacob Neusett, once again, the high scorer so far with 10. Pretty good work. Neusett's been a stud. That game against Holy Names, he really established himself. 3-10. That's the way Killian Larson used to do it. Neusett's got a lot of Larson's game in him. Here's a three ball by Davis just outside the arc, straight away, and he missed it deep, taken down by Jacob Neusett.
You mentioned his game against Holy Names. He got 19 points, two steals, and one assist. This coming from a center.
And he's on pace to do a lot more than that. And now Jeff Raruca drifts around the top of the key, passes it off to Mark Lewis, and then a whistle off ball. And this one's called on Foreman is first. That is off ball, so the Penguins are going to get it. Actually, looks like McNally will go to the line. 32-19 at 2:50 to go. 2:50 to go in the first half. Don't forget the halftime extravaganza. Piotr will have all the numbers, all the stats, everything that matters at halftime. Xander McNally on the line. Xander McNally missed it about 8 feet to the right, maybe more. Tipped out Neusett. Penguins get it back. McNally's got it. And now a no-look, and he gets it up to Clark. Yes! It's almost like they scripted it that way. McNally's such a good shooter. I don't know that I've ever seen him miss a free throw that far right. 34-19. I'm sure he wasn't trying to miss it. And then he came up with a big assist. Here's Morin with a three ball from the right, and that was 23 feet off the right wing, and that's good. 2:22 to go, fans. 34-22. Penguins on top in the backcourt. Raruca hands it off to McNally. Comes across the circles, right in the middle of the house. Oh, he almost got wrapped up with Morin, but he backs up, does Xander. Top of the key now to Clark. Now back over to the left side. Speed is plastered to Mark Lewis. Sets up a screen from Neusett. takes it, left side, off the glass, drives in left side, down low, and Mark Lewis does what Mark Lewis does. And that is he gets big-time hops and all of a sudden finds an open hole. Lewis can find an opening like nobody's business. Now heaving it across the court, GCU brings it up, hands it off to Speed. Speed top of the key to Morin. Now they get it back down low, Davis. Davis muffs it away but somehow gets it back. Raruca gets tied up under the bucket with Davis. Raruca redshirted last year. Foul is called against Raruca, the 6'3" junior out of Bellevue, which sends Davis to the line. Davis, Blake Davis is a 6'6" sophomore out of Phoenix, and Davis stands on the line with 1:27 to go. Davis has a kind of an unorthodox move there. All of a sudden, at the top of his stroke, he stops, holds the ball, and then just softs it in there.
I guess he uses it to measure. I'm
36-23. Yeah, he gets the full stroke as if to get the whole body involved, and then at the last instant stops, holds the ball for maybe a full second, and then just kind of twiddles it in off the fingertips.
Hey, Stu, guess who walked in the building? We mentioned her before, Shelly Clermenko.
Clermenko's here.
She's right there in
You're
the
right,
basketball
there she
team.
Is. Second one is missed, and one of the Penguins broke into the key, and that's going to give the shot to Davis a reshot. 1:26 to go. Mark Lewis back to the bench, and Carrillo's in his place. 1:26 to go, and Davis back to the line. Look at that stop at the top of his stroke. That is bizarre, but it works. He made them both. 36-24. Carrillo brings it up now on the left side across the timeline. Penguins by 12. Great play in the first half. The D is looking really spectacular so far. And not just one guy, although Neusett now has 12. As Miles drives in, left side off the glass, and he can't get it to go. It's Speed with the rebound. Speed brings it up himself. Speed now with a soft jumper from 18, a little bit short. Penguins with the rebound. 56 seconds to go in the first half, fans. 32 on the shot. Here's McNally on the right side. He dumps it back over to Wolford in the middle of the house. 47 seconds. 23 on the shot clock. Wolford's got it. Penguins by 12 now. First half coming to a close, 40 seconds. Wolford's got it. The Penguins want to get this last shot off. Wolford has Speed plastered to him. He drifts over to the right side, 11. Now over to Clark at the top of the key. Clark backs up, 8, 7. Now the Penguins are counting it down. Clark now with a soft hook shot off the window. 23 seconds, it falls, 38-24, 20 seconds to go. Speed to bring it up. Speed now slowly. 13 seconds to go. 12, Speed's got it, top of the key, 10. He's got Wolford on him. Sneaking in behind to set up the screen to get Wolford out of there. It's Johnson, 3-2-1. Can GCU get the shot off? Buzzer. Penguins. Xander McNally with a big block, but a foul with less than half a second on the clock.
The crowd's going crazy.
They call this on Xander McNally. No time on the clock, P.O. This is something you don't see too often, as the clock is at zero, but Foreman gets to shoot end the half.
Well, you know, maybe the ref saw that at a different angle. I saw all ball. Saw that at a different angle.
It really did look like he got nothing but ball there, which, of course, would be no penalty.
Well, the ref was under the basket, so.
Yeah, they're very close. 38-24, no time on the clock, but Foreman will go to the line.
These 2 points are big. Getting the lead to 12 to halftime, that's big. They're up by 14 now.
Yeah, it's big. Foreman on the line now. And they put half a second on the clock just so that it's not at zeros. But it was at zero for a long time. Foreman on the line. Misses this one. Foreman sells a toaster. 38-24.
Cuts the fat as well. If you want a burger, lean burger, go to George Foreman.
That's a different Foreman. On the way, this one misses by a mile. Half a second, Neusett with a rebound. Penguins, 38-24. So as it turns out, even though the Penguins with the foul going into halftime, both free throws were missed. Pretty exciting first half there, Piab. 14:57 until we come back. Piab will be back with the halftime extravaganza. You're listening to Penguin Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu, worldwide, 38-24. We're back in a couple of minutes. Piab will be back, that is, in a couple of minutes. radio.dominican.edu, please stay with us. second half action coming up in about 30 seconds. Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayabyab, your DU broadcasters for tonight. Dominican basketball. 38-24. Fifteen seconds to go, and one more shout-out to my boy Killian Larson, listening back there in GCU land. Watching on America One, I guess. He just sent me a text, P.F. said he's watching the game. He said you're sounding very confident. And coming from Killian Larson, that's a huge compliment.
That is a huge compliment.
He's one of the greats.
Hey, thanks, Killer K. Miss you, man.
If Killer says that, then you better believe it's true. All right, fans, here we go. 38-24, the Penguins with a very nice first half. Nice work on the halftime extravaganza, too, there, P-Up. Inbounds to McNally, and we are back underway. The Penguins will be attacking the northern hoop here in the second half. And Neusitz got it. And McNally will take it. And down low, it goes off the foot of Grand Canyon, and the Penguins will get the ball back.
That's a bad start for the second half, a turnover.
Yeah. I thought it went out off of Wesolowski, but he forced the issue, did Wesolowski. McNally chucked it away. So the Penguins, stolen by McNally, bumps into speed, loose ball, gets it off to Wolford. Good move there by McNally to steal it away and get the ball back. Boy, that guy is something.
Yeah, good defensive awareness, former D1 player.
And McNally gets a lot of minutes for the Penguins, and he scores a lot of points, makes the most of it. Both sides of the ball, he's real good. Wolford picks up the screen from Connor Haysbert. 19-17 to go. 38-24. 11 seconds to go, Wolford. Three ball on the way, Wolford. Yes!
NBA range, Stu.
That was out there at about 22. He was close to NBA range. 19 minutes exactly after Wolford opens up the second half with a treble. 41-24. The D is in control so far. Speed's got it top of the key. Speed over to the right side. Gets it off to Blake Davis. Davis back to the top. Speed dumps it off down low to Pickerel. Witherell had it in the corner, and he goes three ball, but he misses it very short, 41-24. Everybody speeds to the other end of the court. And Carrillo has re-entered the game, 18:35 to go. 41-24, Penguins on top. Here's Piab with the play-by-play.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Penguins have a lead they want to keep. Carrillo running the point. 18 minutes still left in the half. And that's going to be off Witherell. And now the Penguins are still in business. They have possession. Forgot to mention my famous coach's corner. We got Brett Pennell. Led the team to a 14-12 record, which was their best record since 2006, and he was the former Arizona University head coach in Division I. So, he actually, with that experience, he's leading Grand Canyon to actually great season, 14-12, above 500. So that's something to look forward to. Killer K must like him.
Witherell just picked up a foul before the ball even came in. He was called for holding. That's the first team foul committed by either team. And Witherell bumps into Carrillo as the ball comes in.
You know, even though Witherell's picking up fouls, this guy's a good defensive player.
Yeah,
he
is.
The way
he's
aggressive. Watch him play. Great pass by Wolford to Clark, and Clark will dish it out. And that's a jumper. 43-24. Penguins up 19. 30 seconds left on a shot clock. Witherell with the ball. Guarded by Carrillo. Speed. Back to Wieslowski. And they first another turnover. There's the speedy Wolford to Carrillo. And if this was the NBA, you could expect an alley-oop play. But Wolford's energy, and check out that Haysbert. Mags, we'll be back. Radio.dominican.edu. Penguins up 21.
Man, they did the big bump. That was about 5 feet up in the air. Those guys hit. I felt the floor shake when they came down.
We'll be back. Radio.dominican.edu.
MIA, third world democracy. Yeah, I got more records than the KGB. So, no funny business. Are you already off? Some of them are like, some of them are like, some of them are like,
17:47 to go, fans. 45-24 opening night basketball. Conference basketball, that is, here at the Conlin Center. Opening night, 0-0 in the win-loss column for the DUs. Grand Canyon is 1-0 in conference, and the Penguins would love to put up a win to open things up. They've only had one preseason game here under Coach Booker T. Harris, and that was a win against their arch rivals, Holy Name. But that was about a month ago. And the DUs now playing in conference against a Pac West rival, the GCUs. Grand Canyon University Antelopes in the house. 17-28, down low. Penguins playing some big time defense. Shot by Pickerel goes off, is missed, but a whistle. Haysbert is arguing. And the foul is called on Carrillo, actually. I thought Haysbert was taking blame for that, but it's on Carrillo. That's his third PIOB. That's not good. So McNally gets ready to re-enter. Wolford's having a word with the coach. Pickerel on the line now, way off to our left. Down on the southern end of the Conlin Center. And Pickerel knocks down the first one very smoothly as Wolford comes in the place of Carrillo. Penguins by 20, though, P.I. That's a nice number with 17:24 to go.
And
that's
imagine, this is a conference game, Stu. You're doing well against conference.
Against a very tough conference team. Pickerel knocks down the second. It's a 19-point game. Clark to bring it in for the D's on the long side to McNally. No pressure there. McNally, actually with a lot of pressure, but McNally never seems to be affected by it.
Well, these are 2-point guards that love pressure.
I'd say that McNally does love it. Wolford has shown himself to be a ball handler. Dumps it off to Haysbert, who then sets his screen and passes it back off to Wolford, but to no avail. Some inconsequential ball movement, but now they're trying to work it down low. Oh, they work it down. Wolford gets it, kicks it back outside to Neusett. After he almost threw it away, Jacob goes up and he's fouled. They call the travel on Neusett. Davis actually helped the referee with that. She gave him the spinning arm move to indicate the travel. But I think the referee saw it on his own. I don't think Davis needed to help him. 45-26 with 16:52 to go. Morin back in place of Davis. Davis may be a referee in the off season. I'm not sure, but he has the move. Garrison now brings it up. He goes right side. Dumps it off to Wesolowski. Now they get it back down low to Pickerel. Pickerel has McNally jump in there and strip it away from him. And McNally's going to be called on that. Reach the arm in there. That's a second on McNally. 16:42 to go, 45-26. Grand Canyon will bring it in. And they bring it in from the short end, but the Penguins play some pretty big-time defense. Don't allow them to do anything quickly, so Garrison has it now. He goes over to the left side to Morin. Now they work it outside pretty nicely as Witherell's got it. Now back off to Pickerel. Witherell, McNally does a stage dive into GCU's bench.
Like Dwayne Wade diving in there.
45-26, 16-28. McNally playing some pretty heavy D. Some pretty good O, too.
Yeah.
McNally's always good for some O. Pickerel with a fadeaway jumper, and now the defensive rebound by Xander McNally. Passes it off to Wolford. Brings it up very slowly. The Penguins in control. By 19 with 16:13 to go in the second half. Clark's got it. Over to the right side, Clark. Jamal Clark is a 6'6" junior out of Redlands. Neusick goes up, but well after the whistle. The foul is called against Braylon Pickerel, the 6'10" junior. Pickerel's had a lot of good work tonight against the Penguins, 16:01. That's going to send Connor Haysbert to the line. Haysbert's only a sophomore at 6'8", but he's in there at 240. That's the size of the guy you want down low. But he's got to work on his free throw shooting, apparently, because this one he missed very deep. Penguin women lost earlier tonight. I'm sorry to report, fans. And it was a big loss because it was the opening night of the conference for Brianna Chambers. But more than that, it was a 30-point game. And Haysbert dead balls this one right in there. 16:01 and the clock rolls. Here we go. Penguins back up by 20. 46-26, fans. In the corner. Garrison's got it. Here's the shot off by Witherell. Three balls deep. Neusit comes down with it. Good move there by Jacob. First year with the Penguins, and Neusit has really made his presence felt. Clock rolls, 15 and a half. Wolford's got it. He goes over to Meggs, his first year Meggs. He's a freshman. To McNally. McNally heaves it back over to Meggs across the court. Good head fake by Wolford. Boy, what a juke. Three ball on the way, short. And now everybody goes after it. Meggs followed it in there, but I think he fouled Morin on the way, and the foul is committed by, I didn't see it. Was it committed by Clark?
No, it was against GCU.
Who committed it? That's my question.
Oh, it was against, I think it was a Wislowski.
I see what you're saying. Wislowski actually got rung up. So it was against the Penguins. That's what I thought the problem was.
Yeah.
Timeout has been called, fans, 46-26. And I think the Penguins are going to have a 1-1 when we get back. Maybe two.
Maybe.
We'll find out when we get back. Penguins by 20, radio.dominican.edu.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Penguins will not get a trip to the line. Taking it out instead will be Xander McNally. But also checking in is going to be Wislowski again. So every clock set, 15 minutes, 17 seconds rolling. And now the Penguins ready. Back to Haysbert, back to McNally. McNally trying to run the offense. Back to Neusat. Neusat ready to make a play, but he traveled. He traveled. He's saying someone stepped on his shoe. Or didn't move his pivot foot, that's what they're saying. GCU, speed, will come in. Speed to Wislowski. Back over, and they're going to call an and one. And that brings the bench by GCU up.
That was a nice pass down low amid heavy traffic. One bouncer right into the restricted area to pick up the and one opportunity.
Perfect play, Marinda Johnson.
Yeah, that was a perfect play. You're absolutely right. It was a good play. Johnson knocks it in and draws the foul.
They cut the lead to 17 here. Johnson nails it. 17-point lead for the Penguins. Meggs inbounds it to Wolford. Wolford in trouble. Meggs has to cross court. They have to cross court. It'll be 5-second violation, and they do. Wolford in control again. And there's going to be a loose ball foul. No, there's going to be a 30-second timeout. And we'll be back. Radio.dominican.edu.
Timeout was called by Booker T. Harris.
After the 30-second timeout, welcome back to Radio.dominican.edu. Jamal Clark will inbound it to the point guard, Wolford. And Wolford will direct his troops once again. Wolford, number 5, wearing Baron Davis's old Golden State Warrior number. Guarded by Speed. Speed playing good defense to Darchinian Meigs. Meigs, Wolford for 3, doesn't even hit iron. Neusat tries to tip it, and now they're in transition. Speed showing off his speed. Yep. To Johnson, and he draws another foul.
Johnson was flying in there like he was going to hammer jam one, and one of the Penguins, I think it was Neusat, got right in his way just at the last instant, and Johnson had to softly dink it in there, and he drew the foul, but he didn't get the bucket to go. But I'll tell you, he was running up on that thing like he was going to pound it home.
He was. I saw that he had two hands on the ball ready to hammer jam
it. He was so close to hammering it in.
He has a good release on the free throw line.
Yeah, that is nice. He's got a good stroke.
You know, GCU's still in this, the Lopes. If he nails this, they're back to 15.
That's right.
Now they're going to do a little changes. Mark Lewis will check in. 14 minutes, 20 seconds left in the game. Johnson nails both. He's had a pretty release.
He sure does.
Lewis, the president, in trouble, doing full court press. Clark to McNally. McNally's going to cross half court and avoids 5-second violation. Tipped up. Clark to Meigs. Meigs fakes it. He's in. Draws a 3-point play. The freshman showing that he's not a freshman by taking it into the hole.
That was a veteran move there. Oh, boy, that ball was like a rabbit going home.
Meigs.
He flew in there from the left baseline, Piab. He was just in the air for so long, just drifting slowly. Everything seemed to be unfolding in halftime.
Megs from the line is 45% on the season. And he gets that one to roll in.
Megs a lefty. Huh?
Yeah, he is a lefty.
I think he is.
Southpaw. Marin for three. No. And now here comes the push to McNally. McNally to Megs. That was a great cross-court pass, but Megs doesn't want to force anything. He'll relax. And we're going to relax while Mark Lewis is on the top of the key. Oh,
yeah,
but there's
he stepped right on the line.
That's freshman unawareness there. Megs stepped on the line.
His left foot, just the heel, just hit the line.
You know, Megs has he's a very, very good freshman. I haven't seen a freshman that good. Marin.
Megs starting to grow on me.
Oh, good tip. That was by, I guess that was off Xander. Yeah, Xander tips it away. Good defense awareness there. Jeff Rarusha will check in. 49-31, Penguins up 19. 13 minutes, 33 seconds left with 24 seconds on the shot clock with the speedy speed who has the ball. Garrison has it. Johnson now finds Garrison again to speed. That's a three ball. He could shoot the lights out of this gym, I'm telling you. He averages 16.9 points per game.
That's a crazy three ball right there, top of the key, straight away and softly. No problem.
This is a big heave. Lewis inside. Gets contact, but no foul. GCU in transition. They're going to call a block, and they're going to say it was on the floor before the shot. And Xander comes up, and Xander's been on the floor a lot this game, Stu. And the foul is going to be on Xander McNally. That's the 15th foul on the Penguins. They cannot keep delivering fouls for these Lopes to come back in this game. Calling subs, and Wolford going to check in for Jeff Arucha. Ricky Wofford. Here it comes. GCU with possession. Three ball. Tipped by Clark. The lanky Clark.
Man.
And drawing the foul is
Wolford. Oh, he got hit right in the forehead. He's checking to see if he's got a bleeder. That was such a massive rejection. Who got the rejection
there?
That
was Jamal Clark.
Clark ran in there, got the all ball. The ball was on the way. It had left the hands of the shooter, and he got the hand on it then. That's hops.
Clark is so lengthy, Stu. You could use him as an off guard or a small forward. He's a swing man. Clark with the ball again. Driving the lane. He's got an open lane, and he'll draw the foul. Almost had a three-point play to go.
Boy, can he swing around down low.
49-34, 12 minutes, 43 seconds left. Foul was on Braylon Prickle.
That's Pickerel.
Oh, Pickerel. And Jamal Clark ready to let one fly. No, it doesn't even hit rim. He doesn't want to see that again.
I can't believe what I just saw. From a guy who's been so good tonight. And everybody in the Conlin Center's let him have it.
You got some GCU fans screaming air ball.
Well, Piab from the line. He almost did it twice.
Man.
Holy cow. And that guy's a shooter,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, this guy could score. He made a couple mid-range J's today.
Sometimes they're too easy. Maybe that's what it is. Uh-oh.
Oh, there was a travel that wasn't called.
Everybody saw it in the house except the referees. Oh, there's only three referees looking at him. How could they?
Davis
can't expect him to
away.
Get it every time.
There's Johnson off front iron. McNally with the rebound. The good thing about these Penguins is that their guards, they're so quick, they get these long rebounds. And here's Lewis.
Xavier Muldrow gets ready to re-enter the game, or to enter the game for the first time tonight.
Muldrow was a big part of the Penguins season last year, but now this is a new team that the Penguins have. Almost a brand new team.
Muldrow still has a burst of speed, the likes of which very few people have seen in the Conlin Center. So we have a media timeout now, and we'd like to bring you this ad from communication student Jason Stefani.
Are you looking for a good college or university? Then come to Dominican University of California. Dominican University of California. This place changes people. and has been doing so since 1890.
All right, thank you very much, Jason Stefani, 4934 fans. This place changes people.
No, it does. All right, Jason Stefani, Dr. J, J-Pac Stefani, this guy's been all over the place.
Well, he hosts his own show called Funk It Up, and it was very popular last semester. So popular, in fact, he's coming back to do it again next semester, good old Dr. J.
He should. This guy's funny. He's a funny guy. Very energetic. I like Dr.
Got
J.
Got good energy, and he knows a lot about music.
And he's my neighbor, so...
All right, there you go. And he's a comm student, 4934, as you are, P-Op.
I am, too.
And fans, if you'd like to inquire about being a communications major or anything to do with Dominican University of California, almost every answer in the world, every answer you could think of, is at dominican.edu. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayabyab with you tonight as the Penguins open up the conference at home against the Antelopes from GCU, Grand Canyon University. 49-34, 11:55 to go. Here's P-Op.
Here comes Xavier Muldrow. Gets his first playing time. Number 10, wearing
Radio station favorite.
Wearing Mike Wells' old number.
That's right. I didn't notice that, but you are right.
And here's Wofford, ready to play. On top of the key, 8 seconds left on the shot clock. He's in trouble. Six, and it gets it stripped by Speed, and it will remain Penguin possession with 3 seconds left on the shot clock.
Wolford got a big left shoulder from Speed right in the teeth. It snapped his head back, but he's okay.
You know, we needed Angelo Dundee to deal with these cuts, if there's going to be any cuts.
That was big.
And they're inbounding, 3 seconds left. To Clark, 2-1, hits iron. And he gets hit in the face again.
Wow. Wofford gets two in the mug in 30 seconds.
You could even see it on his face.
Yeah, he had it. He had the wincing. He's still wincing. He's all right.
Grabbed his nose for a bit as well.
You got to be tough to play in this league.
22 seconds left on the shot clock with 11 minutes, 23 seconds left in the game.
It's like when Killian Larson got his teeth busted out last season.
Well, Killian's a player.
He's always in there.
He's ready to play. He's very upset he didn't make the trip as well. Davis drives the lane on Clark, and he'll nail it. 49-36, 11 minutes left in the game. Wofford, cross-court pass to Lewis. Back to Muldrow. Muldrow's in for Speed. Back to Clark, and now they're going to slow it down. Back to Lewis, the school president, or former school president, I should say. Now it's Nicky P.
That's right.
He's got his own show, What's the T?
With Nicky P.
Here comes Wofford to Clark. 14 seconds, 11, and that's another turnover. GCU is back in the game. They're only down by 13.
That wasn't a bad pass by Lewis. It had a lot of spin on it, but it seemed like the intended recipient was Connor Haysbert, and Haysbert couldn't get the ball because one of the GCU players wrapped around his leg, and he couldn't get over to it.
It was just out of the reach. I mean, this guy, he had to reach very, very low, and this guy's 6'8", so... He had to bend over that.
That's true. If you have to, if you're going to send a tall guy, the low bouncer, it better be close to him. Or closer anyway. Coming up on 10.5 fans.
Speed on Muldrow. I should say speed on speed.
Yeah.
Quick on quick. 22 seconds left. And sent away Jamal Clark. He says, you know what?
That was Neusett who got in there. We'll see who the foul's against.
And they're good.
One of them for the Penguins really knocked the ball away. I mean, the ball seemed like it was on the way, and then the whistles came very late.
And they
uh-oh, Clark picks up the first technical of the season.
Clark. No, the Penguins cannot afford that. They're only up by 13. If Speed makes this, 12.
And yes. Speed knocks it down, so GCU's going to get point in possession after the technical was called on Clark. Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Now 11 if he nails this one.
And 11 with 10.5 to go? That's not insurmountable by any means. Penguins coach Scott Davis, who used to coach the women's team, used to say 3 minutes, 11 points is doable. So now it's a 3-minute game with 10.5 to go. Penguins now will bring the ball in as Carrillo's got it on the end line. He's got 5 seconds to bring it in. He gets it into Xavier Muldrow. Full court pressure. GCU back over to Wofford. Wofford up to Xavier, and the Penguins have their fast team in, and Miles Carrillo throws the ball away. 49-38, taking it up, and a foul is committed by Xavier. No, we'll see. Maybe it's a charging foul.
Yeah, it's a no, black on Muldrow, blocking foul.
Muldrow is right in the way, and McNally will get ready to re-enter as he bends down in front of Media Row. 10:06 on the clock. That sends Foreman to the line. Penguins have the small team in right now, and Foreman knocks down the first one. Now it's a 10-point game. Although, did they put it on the board?
Yeah, they did.
So it's an 11-point game, 49-38.
Oh, 49-39, you're
there
right.
There we go. Okay, it was just late. Second one goes down. Now it's a 9-point game.
And the GCU crowd is feeling it right now.
So what was once a 20-point lead is now 9. And Wofford brings it up. He goes over to the right side. And immediately stuffed out of his mind. The Penguins can't get that one off as a shot by Maggs won't go. It doesn't even get out of his hand. Such a big rejection and no whistle.
The Penguins are playing with a sense of urgency here, Stu.
Penguins, yeah, you're right. The Penguins are all of a sudden rushing everything. And now with Uncle Mo on their side, Braylon Pickerel knocks down a big three ball to make it a 7-point game timeout. 9:40 to go. 49-42. Pickerel knocks down the tray ball. Ouch! Radio.Dominican.edu. 9:40 to go, fans, and this one may be coming down to the wire. Little closer than we thought it would be when it was 20. Now it's 7. Penguins on the long end. And the Penguins get it inbounds. Full court pressure. McNally's got it. Up to Wofford. Back over to McNally, who's got it on the left wing. McNally looking only for offensive players. Down low to Neusett. Off the glass, foul by Pickerel. It's either Pickerel or Chris Johnson. They were both wrapped up. And Neusett will go to the line for 2. That's the 6th team foul. 7th, I should say, not 6. 7. Committed by the Penguins. 7. Committed by GCU. Neusett to the line. Penguins really need a deuce here. And they get the first one.
That's clutch right there.
Yeah, that's big, especially when the momentum is absolutely all going the way of the Antelopes. Penguins need to do something to stop the bleeding, and Neusett knocks down a pair just to temper the momentum. 51-42. 9:17 to go speed. Top of the key. Good move there by Xavier Muldrow, who ends up in the grandstands. You know, Muldrow chased that thing out of bounds after tipping it loose.
That was just good court awareness. If Muldrow didn't stop that ball, then his head would be through the stands.
Yeah, it is amazing how with the stands so close to the area of play, inbounds into the backcourt to speed, that Muldrow was able to tip the ball loose and then keep his footing in the grandstands when he got in there amongst the fans. Foreman's got it. He goes over to Pickerel. Back over to Johnson. Driving in Johnson. Stolen away for an instant. And in and out. Tipped out. Loose ball. McNally comes down with it after swiping it away from Blake Davis. Davis is 6'6". McNally is listed at 6'2". But McNally jumped up a little bit higher.
Look, he might not be scoring McNally, but he's doing stuff off the ball. Rebounds, steals, slowing down tempo, what guards should do.
Wesolowski gets ready to re-enter for GCU as the Penguins are on offense. Off to our right, Wofford down low, has the ball tipped away by speed, but gets it back up, and it's stripped away. And Wofford just heaves it up there, and Chris Johnson sticks a big old mitt in there and swipes it away. Slapped it away, but not before the foul. That's the 8th team foul, which will send Ricky Wofford to the line. So Wofford will have a chance to put the Penguins up by 11. On the way, yes. Boy, that was majestic. That's 10. good angle on the ball as it fell through. It's pretty stuff. 8:25 to go. The Penguins by 10 in tonight's opener. Conference opener, fans. Wofford back to the line now.
If you were watching this on American TV, look at Neusen and Withrow. They almost look like twins.
Second one bounces around, and GCU comes with a rebound as Wisolowski gets in the way. And this one ends up hitting the guardrail in front of the grandstands as the women's basketball team is lined up there, and they almost got a face full of players.
That almost hit coach, assistant coach Tony West in the face.
Yeah. Boy, that did come close to Coach West. We can't afford to lose her.
Yeah, we can. She's a great coach.
8:14 to go. Driving it around left side. Here's Garrison with a soft jumper down low at the last second to Wisolowski. And that was beautiful ball work. 52-44, 8 minutes exactly, fans. Again with the full court pressure. Penguins haven't faced a lot of that recently. At least not that we've seen. But in the second half, GCU's really putting the heat on Wofford, left side scissor legs, and he gets the deuce off the window. He had to spin that thing from the left to the right as Wofford came up with the scissor legs, 54-44. That's a great shot, 7.5 to go. At this point, the Penguins can afford to match baskets. And that's exactly what Wofford did. Xavier Muldrow's in there against Garrison. Top of the key, Wisolowski. Dumps it off softly, air ball. Air ball by Barrett Robbins, the 6'8 junior, was very close. It was like he closed one eye, Piob, and didn't even come close.
Now, that's something to be embarrassed about. People were screaming air ball from Jamal Clark's free throw. How about an air ball from a baby hook?
7:05 to go. 10-point lead for the Penguins as Wofford's got it. Wofford has it. The intended recipient was Xavier Muldrow as he pounds it across shotgun style. And the Penguins can't hold on to it. It gets tipped out of bounds. We'll take a quick timeout. Radio.dominican.edu. The sounding came up on the ghetto boys. 6:58 to go, fans. In the second half of this one, 7 fouls committed by the Penguins, 8 committed by GCU. Grand Canyon University in the house. Radio.dominican.edu. Xander McNally brings it in. Connor Haysbert's got it. Back over to Wofford, first year Penguin. And now a push on Wofford committed by Jerome Garrison.
Look, Garrison just lost his temper there. You just saw he that was just he didn't even make it he even didn't even make it that obvious. That was too obvious. Also, it may be a strategic game because Haysbert's not that well on the line.
Well, I don't know about that, but I think that you're right. I think he was beaten on the way in and he was frustrated and he pushed off. So Haysbert will get to go to the line. We'll see how he does. On the way, missed it by a mile. Rebound Pickerel. GCU. So maybe you called it. Garrison, he's got it. He's got him to burn, too. He's only committed 2. 6:45. 9 fouls committed now by GCU. 7 committed by the Penguins. Witherell gets it outside. Back over to Garrison. No look down low. Wisolowski. What a pass by Garrison. He looked left and hammered it to the right. Wisolowski was right there, an 8-point game, 6.5 to go. The Penguins better get it going. Almost a backcourt penalty there by the Penguins, but McNally, very sure-handed, hangs on to it. McNally's got it. 20 on the shot clock. He's up. McNally picks up a screen from Haysbert, holds the ball to Haysbert, no look. Haysbert deep over the bucket and a foul on Neusett. The foul now is committed by Justin Foreman. Foreman's a 6'6" freshman out of Houston and he's gotten a lot of minutes tonight. That is just his second foul tonight and Neusett will go to the line with 6 minutes exactly, fans. Neusett to put the Penguins up by 9. Swish, or very close to a swish. Wofford and Clark are back in there as Neusett will fire again to bring it back to double dig. 9:12 p.m. on the West Coast in the good old U.S. of A. Neusett on the line. Yes, this is a perfect shot. And the Penguins by 10, 56-46. The clock rolls, 5:58. Wesolowski's got it. Almost stolen away, but GCU works it down to the other end. It's just tremendous ball work as they just work it down in 13 seconds in stride, and Wesolowski's able to knock it home. Well, that guy's tough down low, and he just hangs out right there in the low part of the key. Penguins on offense now as Carrillo's got it. Xavier Muldrow back to the top to Wofford. 5.5 to go. Penguins by 8. 7 on the shot clock. Wofford, 3 ball on the way. Yes.
That shuts up the crowd of GCU and brings the crowd of DU to rise.
Coming up on 5 minutes, fans, and the Penguins by 11 after a big 3 ball by Wofford. That was huge. Neuset with a rebound after the missed long one by Witherell. Penguins now on offense again, Wofford. Coach Booker T. Harris yelling out the play. Wofford's got it. We're inside of 5. Inside of 5 minutes, fans. 4:50 to go. 59-48. See me dive out of the way of that one, P.M. Yeah, almost tore my head off. Ball came out of bounds at approximately 104 miles an hour.
Hey, Stu, you got good reflexes there. You used to be a boxer, right?
Yes. Most people don't know that. Still am, as a matter of fact. Carrillo's got it. He's going to bring it in right in front of the broadcasting area to Neuset. He does so. On the short side, Carrillo's got it, 4:45. 16 seconds on the shot clock, Wofford. Drifting over to the left, Wofford. Picks up the screen from Muldrow, Wofford. Behind the back against speed, Wofford. Throws it back over to Xavier, 5-4 on the way. Foul against Xavier Muldrow with 2 seconds. And the foul is committed on Wesolowski. And that's the fourth on Wesolowski, and that's a good sign for the Penguins, as Wesolowski's been very tough on the DUs. 59-48, Xavier to the line.
67% from the line.
Make it 68%, as this one's good.
Maybe a little higher, 71.
Maybe 71. How many does he have to make it to get to 100? On the way. Yes, he makes them both.
77 now?
Something. I'll tell you what, Xavier Muldrow is one clutch player. He's a favorite on this radio station, always has been. Speed brings it up. 61-48, the D is in control. 4:20 to go. Morin down low. Wesolowski gets a hand in there. Check it, Neuset get a hand in the pass intended for Wesolowski. And they call it on Neuset. That's only his second, though. But the eighth team foul committed by the Penguins. 10 committed by the Lopes. So the Penguins are in the double bonus. 4:17 to go, and Wesolowski to the line. On the way, and it's good.
What people don't know about Muldrow, he's actually a student tutor, and he also tutored the famous Biggie Bencomo in business.
Biggie Bencomo, one of the regulars on DU Radio. If you ever listen to student programming, you'll hear him all over the place, 61-49. Shout out to Biggie, should he be listening? He's got to be listening.
He is.
Of course,
trust me.
Coming up on 4 minutes, as the second one is missed, and the Penguins have it on the rebound. Carrillo's got it, 4 minutes exactly, fans. Tipped out of bounds as Speed went after it, and Neuset got a fingertip on it. There's a media timeout. So let's see here. Let's bring you something from Joey Sullivan. Radio.Dominican.edu.
So you're not a very good athlete, are you? You didn't make the basketball team, or maybe even the soccer team, or even the golf team. The communications department offers sports broadcasting classes to all students who are interested. And you could even party the night before.
That's not true, P-Op.
No, not at all.
I don't think you can party too much. You have to have your voice ready.
I do.
And did you do your warm-ups tonight as usual?
I did. I sang in the dormitory before this.
Okay, 61-49, fans, 357, Stuart Horn, Patrick Kaiab-Yab with you tonight. Courtside. from Dominican University of California. This has been a great game. Now, the women lost by a large margin earlier, like to the tune of 30 points. That was a tough game. However, the men are in control by 12 now, 61-49, under 4 minutes to go in the second half. Coach Booker T. Harris, his first year with the Penguins, and this is his first conference game. So the one game that the Penguins played at home in the preseason against Holy Names, the Penguins won. And this being the second appearance under head coach Booker T. Harris. So far, so good. And the D's are looking pretty darn good right now with 4 minutes to go and a 12-point lead.
GCU shooting the lights out in the Conlin Center in the second half. They're 10 for 11, 90% from the floor.
Morin's got it. Over to the right side now. They swing it. Now they push. Now they move it down left side. Morin, three ball on the way. Deep. Neusett bumps it out. Swiped out of the air by Jamal Clark, the 6'6 junior. Clark got some big-time hops there, and a whistle is called against Steve Morin, I believe. Morin's not happy. 3:40 to go, fans. 61-49.
And here it comes, ladies and gentlemen. Jamal Clark ready to take it to the line. Clark airballed his last two. Almost airballs that one. Jamal Clark, career on the line for this season. It's weird. He's 71% on the line. And almost gets that one to fall. It goes in and out. 3 minutes, 38 seconds left to go. Speed. Picked up his dribble. Intercepted Clark. And he's ready to take it up. And he draws the foul, almost gets that one to go, and he gets a show of dismay. He knew he had that one.
The breakaway, and Clark got in the way with the interception on the 20-yard line and ran it right back.
Well, Clark, 71% on the season, missed four.
He's getting a lot of practice, I'll give him that. He's missed four in a row, though, fans. He's got to get off the schneid. This one's deep, and he bounces it in off the glass.
Hey, why not? Why not? Why not try to do that? Even the ref has a little smile on his face. But not Coach Booker T. Harris. Here's the next shot.
Not
almost.
What do you mean?
Up by 13, and they're going to say he traveled. I'm saying a travel.
Oh, now it's on Clark.
No, it is on Clark.
He came right over the top of Witherell.
Yeah.
19th foul. It's his third.
Yeah, that's Jamal Clark's third. 3 minutes, 22 seconds left. 62-49. Penguins up 13.
Our next broadcast, fans, will come 48 hours from now. Well, 46 hours from now, in fact. We'll be right back here. 5:30 women, 7:30 men. Dixie State in the house.
Nails that one, 62-50.
Conference games then, too. You don't want to miss those.
McNally will return. The great Wolford will take a seat.
12-point game with 3:22 to go, Piab. When do you get comfortable? You know I'm never comfortable till it's 20.
Look, once it gets to the one minute 30-second mark and they're up by 8, I'm comfortable at 8. I'm comfortable at 8. I believe this team will close.
You're a very, very aggressive young man. That takes a lot of guts to say a minute and a half with 8 and you're comfortable?
Look, I believe in Coach Booker T. Harris.
I'm not saying you're absolutely right. I do too. But you've seen it happen enough times in the NBA where there are equally as good coaches.
Well, a minute 30 with 8 points, I mean, I believe they could close that out. But we don't even know if he's even going to get to 8. Penguins may have a commanding lead. Inbound to Muldrow. Almost thrown away. Clark. Neusett. Dunk it home, baby. Neusett will put some momentum to the Penguins. Up 14, 64-50.
That
2
was
minutes,
a,
43 left.
That was a serious dunk. Neusett went in there and hung on the rim for enough time to get it to Ben way down.
Speed with a crossover and a travel by Johnson.
That's the problem with the big high crossover. That'll happen. You'll walk with it.
The crowd's getting into it. 2 minutes, 32 seconds left. Garrison will return. Speed will take a seat. And here comes McNally. And here's the play-by-play man, my good friend Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you, P.I. with 2.5 to go, fans. 64-50, the DU's by 14. Opening night in the conference. Carrillo's got it in the backcourt. Inside at 2.5 now. Clock rolls Carrillo. Garrison's on it. Penguins just want to eat some clock now with each possession. Left side as he penetrates. Now it's ripped away from him. Holy cow, that was the biggest rejection I've ever seen in my life. As Carrillo went up, the ball was stolen away. Grand Canyon ran it down to the other side, and Garrison with the steal, Johnson with the bucket. 50-64, 52, 2:11 to go. Wofford's back in there in place of Miles Carrillo. Carrillo went up on the left side with that massive rejection and started that whole previous sequence. Ouch! However, the good news, with 2:11 to go, is the Penguins are up by 12. Piab and I will be back in 30 seconds, radio.dominican.edu.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're talking nail biters, we have nail biters. Penguins have dodged bullets. They've had a good lead, and now for me to stop talking and bring it to Stuart Horn.
64-52 as the free throw by Johnson goes. I'm not ready to call this a nail biter yet. 11 points with 2:11 to go. I'm not saying I'm comfortable, but and now it's stolen around away by Wisielowski. He brings it up slowly to Garrison. Garrison flings it down low, and it's stolen by Clark. Clark down low, and Clark gets hammered by Witherell. And again, Witherell has a very short fuse, it seems like.
No.
You know, Clark stole that thing away, and Witherell, bam, he doesn't miss an opportunity to chop you in the back.
And look at Johnson. He was holding him by the jersey, telling him to calm down.
Yeah, Witherell's hot.
And let's take a look, Stu. I guarantee you that he spit on the floor. Not now, but he will. I'm just keeping my eye on him. And maybe they fouled Clark because he's struggling from the line.
Clark on the line with 1:58 to go. And another air ball from the line. And now it's all in his head. Because you just don't, a guy that shoots like this does not keep just chucking him up there. He's 1 for 6? No, 1 for 8.
Hey, the crowd's getting to
this
him.
This is the 8th shot. 1 for 7. Here's the 8th shot. On the way. Missed it. 1 for 8. With 3 air balls. So this is just in his head. He'll go back and practice them, and he'll be back out there because he's been one of the tough players tonight. And now Clark with a big-time defensive rejection against Wisielowski from the right corner. Now that was sweet.
It's athleticism.
Clark is out, and he's unhappy.
You heard him.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, what can you say? He can't hit it from the line. Hayes Burton is placed, 1:44, the clock rolls. Penguins by 11. Top of the key, Wisielowski. Back over to Johnson. Back over to Morin, 3 ball on the way. Deep. Wisielowski with the rebound. No, Penguins come down with it. Xavier Muldrow comes down. Wofford is fouled. Oh, brother. Wofford came up. And after he had been fouled, the whistle was blown. And Johnson, no, not Johnson.
Garrison.
Garrison didn't mean to. There was so much momentum between the two guys that Garrison ended up pushing him and flinging him across the floor. That's why I said, oh, brother. But in fact, he didn't mean to do it. He ran up immediately and picked Wofford up off the floor. He did not mean to do that.
Yeah, they showed good sportsmanship there. No one wants to get hurt. No one wants to see someone injured.
Killian Larson would never push a guy after
never.
The whistle. 1:31 to go, fans. 64-53.
But he would dunk it and bring a guy to the ground. That's how aggressive he is.
Well, he plays very tough ball, but not dirty ball.
No.
That's one thing about Larson. He's never dirty. Guy can play a clean game. I mean, I've seen him come in here and get his teeth bashed out. He didn't even get mad at the guy who did it. First one by Wofford's good. 65-53, 1:31.
And no, he's not a tape. He didn't give him a hug right after. He just
said,
man, it's all right.
But he didn't get mad. I mean, he knows that's what happens. You want to play 6'10 ball? You're going to get your teeth smacked out once in a while. It happens. Speed brings it across, high-stepping. Speed, three ball on the way. Speed, yes. Very quickly, Speed drops down a tray ball, 65-56. Timeout, GCU. Piab and I will be back in 30 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu. All right, Piab is kind of comfortable. I'm not quite as comfortable. 119 to go, 65-56. Three scores, and Grand Canyon's back in it. The Penguins have it on the long end. 119 to go. McNally to bring it in, and he gets it into Wofford. Back over to Xander, and off ball? No, where's the whistle?
It was off ball. They were grabbing on
Haysbert.
Xavier. Oh, Haysbert, I should say.
Yeah, it was way off ball. Haysbert was in the middle of the court. And Clark is out, and I don't think he's going to come back because it wouldn't make much sense. And Clark,
no.
Clark is off his game from the free throw line now. And GCU knows that we wouldn't pass the ball to him at this point. Clark is awesome in every other aspect of the game tonight except free throw shooting. So Foreman picks up his third. Connor Haysbert to the line.
Foreman grilled him like a burger again.
Morin and Witherell are back in there. And Connor back to the line after knocking down the first one. That's big.
No, yeah.
10 points with 116. See if he can make it 11. On the way. Nope. In and out. Taken down by GCU.
I'm still very comfortable.
Wesolowski hands it off to Speed. It's a 10-point game. Witherell gets fouled on the way up by Wofford, and he'll go to the line with 106 to go. Witherell went up. Wofford picked up his second. Witherell wears number 44. That's Killian Larson's old number.
It is. Jerry West, too, the logo.
On the way, Witherell in and out, and that's huge.
Big.
You know, at this point in the game, the only way that GCU stands a chance with 106 to go, in all reality, is they make everything, and this one's on the way, and he missed it by a mile. It bounced around, and the Penguins get the rebound. McNally's got it, and he's fouled in the backcourt. So you want to send Xander McNally to the line? Go ahead. Chris Johnson reached in. And McNally's as good as they come from the line. The ex-Division I player.
Go ahead and do that, Stu. You know why? He's 91% from the line.
McNally will get in there 91-er, huh?
Yep.
That's pretty strong. On the way, very high, and he missed it. Can you believe it?
Whoa.
He misses 1 in 10, and he misses this one.
You know what? I'm not going to say anything. Everything that I say happens opposite.
You're starting to scare me to death.
But the thing is, every time I was here, all the Penguins won all their games.
And he missed this one.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever seen Xander McNally miss two from the line in my life. Speed down with the rebound. He brings it across left side. We're inside of a minute. Speed now drives in over Connor Haysbert, knocks him down. And that's a charging foul committed by Speed. Oh, no, they counted on Speed? Oh, no, Haysbert had come set. Haysbert was absolutely dead set.
But look where he's standing, Stu. He's in the restricted area.
He must have had a foot in there because he sure looked like he was in good position to me. He had come set way before Speed had gotten there. He leaned back, 55 seconds, Speed to the line. The bucket counts. I called it a charging foul, but in fact it was on Haysbert. 66-58. My apologies, fans. Speed missed the free throw. Down Neusett. Clock rolls 53. Xander now brings it up over to the left side. Xavier Muldrow's got it. He's fouled.
They had Neusett open in the middle of the key, and that was an easy dunk.
I just don't think they could get it to him. That was the problem, but Xavier Muldrow will go to the line now with 46.6 seconds. 66-58. Muldrow knocks it down. And now the referee's discussing the play with Haysbert and why he was called on the foul. Muldrow back to the line, and he knocks down the second one. A 10-point game with 42 seconds to go. And the Penguin fans are starting to unleash a collective sigh of relief. And down at the line, Xavier Muldrow bends down to pick up the loose ball. 35.2 seconds to go, fans. 10-point game. And Muldrow, I think, will go to the line. Johnson with another one. That's his fifth, and he's gone.
The only chance Grand Canyon University has, if they have like a Tracy McGrady. McGrady, for his career, he scored 9 points in 30 seconds, or 12 points in 30 seconds, I should say.
So Johnson, yeah, that's exactly what I always keep in mind. I knew you were going to bring that up. As Zwielhoff comes in, the 6'9" freshman, in place of Johnson, who has fouled out. So Johnson is escorted off the field as Xavier goes to the line, and that's good.
12 points in 30 seconds, Stu. That's amazing.
It hasn't happened much, but something always sticks in my mind as Muldrow misses the second of two. 30 seconds to go, fans. 69-58 speed. Crossover speed. Back and forth speed. Drives in speed trouble. Good. Over the top of Haysbert. 25 seconds to go. Timeout GCU. And we will have the final 25 seconds for you when we return. Radio.Dominican.edu. 25 seconds overhead. McNally has it on the end line. He heaves it the length of the court. Noisette all alone. One bounce. Pounds home the two-handed hammer jam!
Touchdown!
Set. 20 seconds to go. The Penguins come up. 71-62 as Garrison scores the deuce. Inbounds. And the Penguins bring it up. Kick out Haysbert. 12 seconds. And Booker T. Harris tells him to hold on to it. And the Penguins... Wofford's got it. 6 seconds, 4 seconds, and a whistle?
Why even foul at this time?
71-62 with 4.5 seconds to go. And McNally is the guy who's going to the line. Why foul, and why foul McNally?
I'm not saying anything. I'm not.
With 4.5 seconds to go. That just didn't make a whole lot of sense. McNally on the way, 91% shooter. He's now missed three in a row. And considering Clark had his trouble earlier from the free throw line, and now McNally's missed three in a row, I'm going to say it's the basket.
Yeah, because they made most of them on the other end.
And this one's good. 4.5 seconds, 72-62. Penguins opening night, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Here comes the buzzer. Penguins win!
Who's got it better than us? Nobody.
Opening night basketball. Conference style at the Conlin Center. Piob, that was a good game.
Amazing. Amazing.
The Penguins looked really solid. Penguin men. Penguin women lost by a long shot, a big margin tonight. But the Penguin men came back and avenged that loss beautifully. 72-62.
Hey, conference wins are big.
Yeah, conference wins are huge. So now the Penguins get to start over. Penguins with a 1-0 record in conference. That's what really matters. Our next broadcast comes in 48 hours, fans. We'll see you then on radio.dominican.edu.